The Caribbean nation of Haiti has postponed a presidential election. Four U.S. states have declared states of emergency, and it's all because of Hurricane Matthew. As it approached the island nation of Bahamas last night, Matthew's winds spun at 120 miles per hour. That made it a Category 3 hurricane. But forecasters predicted it would get stronger before reaching the U.S. That could happen tonight. That could be delayed until Saturday. Florida Governor Rick Scott said yesterday that everyone in his state must prepare for a direct hit. Mandatory evacuations were in place for several coastal areas in Florida and South Carolina. On its destructive path through the Caribbean, Hurricane Matthew was blamed for at least 10 deaths in the Dominican Republic, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and Haiti. That's why Floridian officials were taking no chances.
The National Guard deployed. More than 500 National Guards members have already been deployed across the state. There are evacuation orders just south of us in Brevard County. And you can expect those to expand, especially in the coastal areas and barrier islands like the one we're on right now. Gas stations with huge lines, even reports that some gas stations have run out of gas. There are also aisles at grocery stores that have been emptied out by people buying water and non-perishable food items. So people are heeding this warning, even though things outside right now look calm and beautiful. They will not be that way once this hurricane gets closer to Florida.